debate over how to use federal food assistance moves to the Wisconsin Assembly this week with a GOP bill that would ban SNAP for soda and candy. It's Monday, November 17th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a program to disperse funding for electric vehicles resumes after a legal battle with President Donald Trump's administration. And WPR's Wisconsin answers an audience question about the COVID vaccine. Stay with us.
What started with one experimental license more than 100 years ago is today Wisconsin Public Radio. With dozens of stations around the state, an app, and a comprehensive website at WPR.org. Thank you to our donors who made this journey possible.
The Wisconsin Assembly will vote on a bill this week that would ban residents from using federal food assistance to buy soft drinks, candy, and energy drinks. Rich Kramer reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services would be required to apply for a federal waiver in order to ban the products. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is urging states to apply. Republican State Representative Clint Moses of Menominee says his bill is about health. He says allowing junk food purchases with food assistance is a double-edged sword.
Not only are the taxpayers paying for this food that's feeding illness and disease, but then also the taxpayers are paying for a lot of these people that are also on Medicaid benefits. So then we're paying for their health care.
Democrats opposing the bill say it's an attempt to micromanage the diets of low-income families just before the holidays. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After a legal fight with the Trump administration, Wisconsin is awarding $14 million in federally funded grants to build electric vehicle fast charging stations. They'll be at 26 businesses across the state. The sites selected include Quick Trips, other gas stations, hotels, and a Culver's. That's in addition to more than 50 EV charging projects announced last year. 11 of the stations are already online. One of them is located at an Exxon gas station in Wausaukee, owned by Jimmy Bell.
Those things are really bringing a lot of customers also inside because they have to stay there at least for 10-15 minutes. So a lot of people come in and they buy stuff from here.
Earlier this year, the state sued the Trump administration to unlock congressionally approved EV funding after the administration halted the program. In August, the federal government said it would release the funding. A provision in the deal to end the government shutdown would close a loophole that allowed for some THC and CBD products to be bought and sold even in states without legalized marijuana. But as Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, it may not be the end of hemp-derived products in Wisconsin.
People in Wisconsin who make or sell hemp-derived products like low-dose THC beverages or CBD gummies have been sounding the alarm. Those products have existed for years in a kind of legal gray area, especially while marijuana as a whole is illegal in Wisconsin. Robert Mikos is a drug law and policy expert at Vanderbilt University. He said the feds don't have the resources to crack down on this massive industry, so it's really a state issue.
The ball is in the state legislature's court right now, and it's really up to them to determine what happens to this hemp industry.
Wisconsin lawmakers are considering regulatory legislation, and the industry has a year to figure out what compliance will look like. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A late start to Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season could mean fewer deer on the move. But other factors like colder temperatures and the potential for snow will work in favor of the state's hundreds of thousands of hunters when the hunt officially kicks off on November 22nd. State Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel said the deer population in northern Wisconsin should be higher after two mild winters.
Deer harvest opportunities in the north are better too with the permitting of or availability of antlerless permits under the new deer management units.
The annual hunt is a major economic driver for the state. Last year, the state sold more than 500,000 gun hunting licenses. Wisconsin's health department is urging anyone over 6 months old to get an annual shot to protect against COVID-19. Some listeners wrote to WPR asking about the timing of when they should get that updated vaccine. Sarah Lear has the details.
One Wisconsinite told Wisconsin she got sick with COVID in June. Because of that, she wondered whether she should wait instead of getting the new COVID vaccine this fall. Dr. Jim Conway directs the immunization program at UW Health. He says that infection likely gave that listener natural immunity against COVID, but he still advises her to get the updated shot.
We know that the immunity after a natural infection, basically lasts 2 or 3 months.
Conway says the latest vaccine is designed to guard against more recently circulating versions of the virus. He says fall is an ideal time to get vaccinated against both COVID and the flu, since respiratory viruses are known to peak in the winter. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to community support, Wisconsin Public Radio continues to bring trusted news, lifelong learning, and stories that reflect who we are, free and accessible to all. WPR is powered by you. Visit WPR.org/together.
And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Sunny in northeastern Wisconsin today, but some clouds building in the south with high temperatures in the 40s today. Overnight, southwestern Wisconsin could see a wintry mix, turning to possibly 1 to 3 inches of snow later on. Everywhere else looking to stay dry tonight with lows in the 20s and 30s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, don't forget to leave us that rating and review wherever you're listening right now. We always appreciate it, and it does help other people find the show as well. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.